Have you ever wondered whether what you're doing is a placebo effect? I mean, that's got to be considered.
Yeah, well, at one point we did a federal grant.
Oh?
We had a $250,000 federal grant.
Oh, no kidding.
National Institute of Mental Health.
So you did a double blind?
Double blind, absolutely.
Yes.
And one of the interesting things about that grant, it was working with the elderly, people from 60 up into their 80s. And the title of the grant was Anxiety and Aging, Intervention with EEG Alpha Feedback. Anxiety goes up with age in everyone, goes up faster in women. So we chose women over 60 as the most difficult ones maybe to work with this technology. Not only did their anxiety go away, but it was as though they had found the fountain of youth. There were ladies in their mid-70s who were going to college, getting degrees, starting businesses, starting new relationships. Alpha waves drop out as people age. There is a brain aging. And when alpha is gone, people pretty much enter senescence or senility. And with this training, you can learn to bring the alpha back, and you can restore your brain to a more youthful state where you have drive, psychic drive, intellectual function. The brain regulates the body better.
This is a very large claim you're making about this, a gigantic claim.
Yeah.
And I guess how is it backed up scientifically, other than anecdotal evidence? Or
you can go to the website, for example, cybernaut.com.
But in words, if I were to ask you that, well, I am asking you that question.
Yeah.
It's a gigantic claim, indeed. So how do you...
Well, you can look at the before and after brainwaves. You can take somebody who has...
That's good.
You know, you don't need statistics if you see a big enough change. But, of course, we have done statistics on this. And we even know, in a sense, why it happens. The alpha waves in the brain are dependent on blood flow.
Okay.
And as people get older, their blood vessels become constricted,
yes.
Inelastic, and clogged.
Yes.
And so when one study done in 1953 by Rothenberg, Corday, and Putnam, they took monkeys and clamped one of the carotid arteries, shutting off blood flow to that hemisphere.
Yes.
Except for the circle of Willis, there's very little blood flow exchange between the two hemispheres. And the alpha waves in the hemisphere that was clamped went away. They were replaced by the senile brainwave pattern of mixed theta and beta waves. When they unclamped, blood flow returned, the alpha waves came back. And so one of the things that
people...
They were simulating senility, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we can unsimulate it, or we can reverse it, by teaching people how to increase their alpha brainwaves.
How does that get more blood to the brain?
Well, do you know about hand temperature biofeedback? Where people learn to warm their hands?
Tell me about it.
Well,
I have cold hands.
Okay, well,
very cold hands.
If someone were to place a temperature probe on your finger and turn it into a beep or numbers flashing on the screen,
right.
You could try different images and see what would warm your hands. Now, what you're learning is how to dilate the blood vessels that feed your fingers.
In other words, your brain doing above and beyond its normal regulation and actually causing more blood to flow to your hands?
Yep. In fact, sometimes we even get what we call an alpha tan. When the brain figures out how to increase the blood flow, it kind of like gets so excited that it'll increase blood flow not only to the brain but to the face, and people come out of the chamber, they look like they spent a week in Bermuda.
This really is very interesting. Do you document it? See, I keep coming back to that. It's so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
How do you document this?
Well,
you do it with brain. Okay.
Double-blind study.
Right, and the brain.
Done $250,000 federal grant. And, we work with patients. At one point, we worked with a retired general who was 88.
Right.
And his 87-year-old girlfriend. Now,
yes.
On the fifth day, when they came out of the chamber, they were so, shall we say, euthumed, that they joined hands, danced around in a circle, and he wanted to throw her over his shoulder and run up and down the stairs.
I hope
said,
you stopped
Henry,
him.
I don't think our insurance will cover this. Please wait till you get home.
Well, holy mackerel. I guess that's all I can say.